Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And, you know, you never know. Typically, broadcasts, when they're terminated, and it's on a Friday, and no one ever, you know, tells the broadcaster, you know, this is your last day. You don't learn that until Monday. And on Monday, you go to show up, and no one knows who you are. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that that has happened to me in the past. So today's Friday, my favorite day of the week, because, as Lou Cassidy would say, only two more work days until Monday. So today is my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, and today is the day that, you know, broadcasters, the Friday is the day that broadcasters typically have their last broadcast for the week, and they're gone. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. No one's told me that's going to happen. I had no indication it's going to happen. I'm just telling you that industry-wide, that's kind of a practice. I don't think that would be a practice at Genesis Communications Network. Now, there are other networks that don't even wait till Friday and don't even tell you. They just, you know, just take you off the air, and then you get calls, you know, on another network, and then you find out you've been removed. So, you know, radio is, I don't know, it's not Genesis Communications Network. I really love Genesis. I think they're fabulous, and I'm so glad that that they invited USA Prepares to be on their network. And it's great to be part of that team. So it's just me for hour number one, Tips from the Book. And hour number two, Bert is going to be joining me. Now, normally I don't do this, but, you know, every once in a while I get emails that I think are worth reading. And I, you know, so this guy has been sending me emails, and a lot of thought goes into these emails. I mean, I have a feeling that this particular individual, and he has a, well, I don't even know if it's a he. His name or her name is Terry. Now, Terry could be a male's name or a female's name. Last name Hubert, Terry Hubert, H-U-B-E-R-T, T-E-R-R-Y, H-U-B-E-R-T, H-U-B-E-R-T. And so I don't know if Terry is a male or female, but I get the most fascinating emails. Now, a lot of thought goes into these, and I give these emails all the credit, all the credence, all the attention that they deserve. So I'm going to, please bear with me, it's going to take a while for me to read this email. Because it's thought-provoking. So the subject is Parts of a Hitch. That's the subject line of the email. Now, yesterday, Kyle and I talked about trailer hitches, the balls, and all the different parts of the hitches with the names of them. And we talked about how to load a trailer, and we talked about wheel bearings and brakes and axles and substandard parts and what you need to be concerned with if you're on the highways and byways. And there's one in front of you, alongside of you, behind you. You know, how to tell if it's overloaded, etc. And whether the, you know, trailer's been loaded properly. So here, I'm going to read the whole email from start to finish. And please bear with me. Quote, lost me there right at the start, period. Boring. That's spelled B-O-O-O-O-O-O-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-I-N-G. End quote. That's the whole email. So I want to tell the class, you know, if you're writing emails like that to people, how much do you think you How much credit do you think that the person receiving an email like that is going to give you? First of all, it doesn't really tell me why he found it boring, but it told me that that lost me right there at the start. That tells me that he found us not to be entertaining. Now, I imagine that there were some classes that I took in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and postgraduate that weren't all that entertaining. But I've never gone up to an instructor or a professor and said, you know what, that's pretty boring. So, Terry, my advice to you is if you've got something to say, why don't you make it a complete thought? Unless you being bored is the complete thought. But if you're being bored, you've got three options. There are three controls on your radio, whether it be a computer or some other type of radio. There is a volume control, there's a channel or station selector, and there's an on-off button. And you might want to push all three of them. So, Vincent Vannelli and the faculty of USA Prepares is not here to entertain Terry Hubert. So I suggest that if you're bored, go find something that's less boring. This broadcast classroom is a classroom designed to help people better their lives. Now, it's going to take work. You might have to take notes. You might have to pay attention. You might have to take action in order to better your lives. And if you're not willing to do that and you want to be entertained, there are plenty of alternatives for entertainment. And one of them, you can dial into the Beggars Network. That's Beggars Network. And you'll hear every different possible way that they can beg for money. Why don't you try them? You'll learn a lot about how to beg for money. But, if you want to pay attention to that, you're going to have to write notes and say they beg for money this way, that way, and the other way. You can learn a lot about how to beg for money. So, Terry, I suggest that if you're going to write an email to anyone, including Vincent Vannelli, that you make it a complete thought. And why don't you come up with a suggestion? Would you please consider broadcasting about this topic or that topic? Okay. How about that? This is a classroom. We are not free speech. This is not an open forum where anything goes. If it were, we'd be talking about the joys of perversion. We'd be like Ellen the Degenerate. We are not. We are not in the entertainment business. We are in the education business. We want to teach things that you have not learned in school. And that would be elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and postgraduate. That's the kind of things we want to talk about. And for example, I was reading an article about the Colonial Pipeline situation and how terrible it is. And gosh, the gas is not going to be returned to normal for weeks. But yet, a few days ago, they said they were going to fire up that pipeline, within days. Now, why is it that the gasoline situation to the consumer is going to be delayed for weeks? Because I told you how fractional distillation works. I told the class that the pipeline's empty. That pumped all the fuel out of it. Gas, jet fuel, diesel, etc. And it's 5,500 miles long. And at 10 miles an hour or 20 miles an hour, it's going to take a long time to fill that pipeline up again. And once it gets full, then the product will start flowing out the spigot into the holding tanks where it can be delivered to tanker trucks that can take the gasoline and diesel, etc., to its ultimate destination, like maybe an airport for jet fuel, like a gas station for gasoline and diesel. So that's why it's going to take a while. Now, are the mainstream media guys telling you that? Of course not. Why? Because they don't know. They don't know. They are just talking heads. And we are not talk radio here at USA Prepares. USA Prepares is do radio, not talk radio. So, Terry, if you want to be entertained, you have three options, and I suggest you try all three of them. That's turn us off, change the dial, or turn the volume down, or all three. Or sit up straight and pay attention. How about that? Maybe you'll learn something. Okay. So, you know, if you write me emails and you really expect me to pay attention, you have to do something a little better than what I've seen in this particular email. Now, Terry, I think there is potential for you to rise above this, and I hope that you do. All right, so tips from the book. I've got a whole bunch of things. You know, typically tax day, the day that the Internal Revenue Service demands that you file your tax return, is typically April 15th of any given year. And they say that the taxes is a voluntary thing, and, you know, you don't have to do it. But if you don't do it, if you don't file, there are all kinds of pressures that come down on you. So I don't like paying taxes. Yeah, I only know, like, one person who does, and he's a guy that lives in Virginia, and that's because he gets all kinds of free stuff, you know, like free ponds, free fences, you know, free things from the government. So he likes paying taxes because he gets way more back than he sends in. Well, in my case, I've talked about taxes over the years, and I've taught you how you can pay less legally and meet the tax code and not cause problems for yourself. You might get audited, but tax day is typically April 15th, except for this year, it's May 17th because of the corona panic. So the Internal Revenue Service has given you an extension. Now, what do you do? Well, you can do a whole bunch of it. Interesting things. You can use software. You can use software to fill out your tax forms and print it for you and be all nice and neat. And all you have to do is, you know, type in to the screen the information, and it will add, subtract, multiply, divide for you. Now, there's the premier or the leading software for the individual or the small business is TurboTax. I got an email today, and it said, "Boy, I can save a lot of money this new software called what's it called? TaxAct, TaxAct, and it's free if you're just a simple filer, just like TurboTax is. And then they have a deluxe version for $47.95. I'm just going to round $48. Now TurboTax is $60." Then TaxAct has a premier version for $72, and they say TurboTax is $90. And then they've got, now, if you have a business and you're self-employed or a freelancer or a contractor, a small business owner, they've got just what you need. And it's called the self-employed version, and it's $95, where TurboTax sells theirs for $120. I submit to you, you should not buy any of them. Why? Because all the information that you are going to be entering into those tax preparation programs is the same information that you can enter on the IRS 10-4 form and other schedules. The only difference is you have to read the rules. Now, if you're going to go through all the work and complete the receipts and the deductions and all that and depreciation, you've done all the hard work anyway, so you might as well just...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So there are these tax preparation programs you can load onto your computer. And you can file electronically, and you buy them, and you can spend between $48 and $95 for Tax Act, or you can spend $60 to $120 for TurboTax. I've used them in the past once, and I learned that the plan is to sell me a new copy every year. And it didn't do anything for me other than let me type into a screen and print out the form and do some addition and subtraction calculations for me. But by doing that, you don't learn the tax rules. And if you don't learn the tax rules, you don't know how to play the game. And if you don't know how to play the game, you're going to lose. Or you can pay someone to do your taxes for you. So I submit to you that people who don't do their taxes are either they have more money than time, meaning they would rather spend the money to pay someone to do their taxes for them because they've got plenty of money, or they're lazy. Now, I don't have a lot of money, but I know where I can find tax deductions, all legally. And so what I do is I know the rules. And because I know the rules, I play by the rules. Because I play by the rules, I take advantage of tax deductions. And I have to pay I can pay less in taxes, all legally, than the average bear. So I've learned this a long time ago. I can work myself to death trying to make money and pay it to the government, or I can work less and know how to play the game. And I decided to learn how to play the game. And that was back in the 70s. So I know how this goes. And I know that, you know, if the IRS wants to audit me, they can. They can. But it'll be difficult for them. I'll be like their biggest pain in the neck. Because it'll take me forever to find those receipts. You know, they can call me in and haul me into an audit, and I'll be there, and I'll have everything I need, but it takes me a long time to find it. So if they're on commission and I take them all day, they want to get me out of there. Because that's how the game's played. I know that. And so I even said on the air many, many times, if you want to audit me, go ahead. You know, I'll broadcast it live. We'll give the tax people all the credit they deserve. Name their names, tell where they live, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? They're not interested. They have easier fish to fry. So you can do your own taxes. You can prepare them yourself. Just go to your favorite search engine. I hope it's DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, and type in pub, P-U-B, as in publication, space, 17, as in 17, and you'll find the rules, and you can read those rules, and you'll be grinning from ear to ear, as I've said many, many times on the air. So when you learn that you can take deductions as part of your house, part of your lawnmower, your roof repairs, your driveway repairs, you know, the lawn guy, if you have one, you know, if you're too lazy to do your own lawn, you can deduct part of the lawn guy if you have a business based in your home. And who doesn't today? You know, since the COVID mismanagement by the past administration and the present administration, people are working from home if they're working at all. So if you're working from home, you can deduct part of your cost of your home. Electricity, mortgage, lawn care, you know, part of that lawnmower, all those things. You know, the rug that you had to put in there in your home office. It's got to be dedicated office. But, you know, maybe we can talk about that someday if anybody's interested. But I don't think anybody's really interested in how to save money on taxes. Okay. So, brings me to, I was looking at the garage doors. And I remember what happened. So when we built this house, we hired a garage door company to install the garage doors. I have three of them. Each one is 9 feet by 9 feet. So three garage doors, 1, 2, 3, all in a row. And they're a little larger than the average garage door. Typically, they're like 8 by 8. 9 by 9 is the largest size that you can get before you go into a commercial garage door. And commercial garage doors are ugly. They don't look good on a house. So we got 9 foot by 9 foot. And we got the thickest steel door that you could get. And it's got lights. You know, it's made by a company called Clopay, C-L-O-P-A-Y. And it's considered an okay garage door. And it's got foam insulation, and it's actually an okay door. It's not as good as CHI, which we have three more of those in another building that we have, but it's okay. So when the garage doors were installed, the guy brought the bill for me to pay, and I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry admits buying Chinese solar panels by forced labor manufacturing is probably not in the best interest of the United States. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry acknowledged on Wednesday that obtaining solar panels from China is a problem given the forced labor reported in the area and China's strength in the market. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas asked Kerry about ensuring that the U.S. climate strategy won't involve buying solar panels produced from forced labor.
It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in the solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions.
Nearly 80% of the solar panels installed in the United States are from Chinese companies. In 2019, U.S.-made solar panels hit a 10-year high of nearly 20% of the market share. Preakness horse racing officials said this week they are allowing Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit to enter Saturday's race. The colt failed a drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just back to Terry Hubert for a second, the person who emailed me. Terry, here's what I suggest you do. I suggest you start your own radio show or podcast. You know, spend the time and prepare for it. Do a good job. Send me a link to your podcast or your broadcast, and I'll take a listen. I'll tell you what I think. Okay? Or, if that's too much work, why don't you give us a call? You can call us right now. I'll pay for the call. Well, actually, GCN will pay for the call. And that number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen up right in front of me, and it has an answer button, a hold button, an air button, and a drop button. So as long as you're polite, and as long as you're cogent, and as long as you've got something worth saying that our class would like and can learn from, I won't hit the drop button. Okay? So give us a call, 866-582-9933. So, taxes, you can do your own taxes. And I think people who don't are lazy, or they've been convinced into thinking that they can't do it and it's too complicated, so they have to hire somebody they don't even know and entrust that person with their personal finances and their bank account and information like social security numbers, bank account numbers, you know, things like that. Why would anybody do that? I have no idea. Okay, so the gas shortage. We told you that this was a big deal. And gasoline hit, I don't know, it immediately spiked it all across the country to an average of $3 a gallon. Actually, just a little bit over $3 a gallon, but a little bit less than $3.01 per gallon. And in some locations, like in around Virginia, it hit $7 a gallon. Other places, it hit $9.99 per gallon. $9.99 per gallon. Now, what do you do when your favorite gas station does that to you and they jack up the price more than three times normal in just like a couple of days? What do you do? Do you say, well, you know, it's a shortage and they have the right to do that? Well, you know that the price is going to come back down, right? So I'll tell you a little story about what happened to me. Probably close to 10 years ago, I was driving into Springfield, you know, when I used to travel. And probably once a week, you know, go past this one particular gas station. It's located in Niangua, Missouri, N-I-A-N-G-U-A, Mo. And there's only one gas station there. And it's the only gas station for 10 or 15 miles. I was going past there, and it was the evening, and I had my 1994 Chevrolet Blazer. It was a full-size Blazer. They didn't make many. I think they only made about 500 of these. And it's because it's a 6.5-liter turbo diesel. It's kind of rare. And that's why I still have it. And so I was driving on a gravel road, and one of these rocks pierced the tire. And it had a slow leak. And I could feel it as I was driving. Now, I knew it didn't have a leak before I left, because I always walk around the car and I check, you know, make sure the tires are inflated. But I could feel it as getting a little soft and spongy. And so I pulled into this gas station, and they were closed, but they had one of those pumps, air pumps, and you had to pay. Now, I remember being, you know, a child in the 50s and 60s, and air used to be free. And you just pull up to the gas station, and whether they're open or not, you could uncoil the hose, turn the crank, set the pressure to the amount you'd like, and put air in your tire, and then put the hose back, you know, coil it back up the way it was, and That's the way it was. It was free. Well, these guys charge 50 cents for some amount of air. And fortunately, I had four quarters, so I put 50 cents worth of air in it. And that wasn't enough. So I put another 50 cents in. That was all the quarters I had. It only took quarters. Didn't take dollar bills, didn't take credit cards, didn't take dimes, nickels. Only took quarters. So I put the next 50 cents in. And it didn't have enough air to inflate the tire so I could drive on it, you know, safely to get where I was going. And so I jacked up the car, changed the tire, and this happens to be a spare tire is in the rear inside the truck in the side. There's a side compartment where the jack and the tire is. So I took all the things that were in the back of the truck out. This is an SUV, a real SUV, not like the SUVs you have today. And took everything out. Got the tire out, changed the tire, put the one that had a hole in it back in the spot where the spare was, and drove back home. And a couple days later, I was going past that gas station, and they were opened. So I pulled in there, and I said to the gal behind the counter, there was a bunch of customers there, I said, excuse me, do you know that you charge for air, you know, at that air pump over there? She said, yes. And I said, do you know that if you put 50 cents in there, you won't get enough air to inflate your tire? She said, yes. And I said, do you know if you put a dollar in there, four quarters, you still won't have enough air to inflate your tire? She said, yes. And I said, okay, well, since you know that, I'm never coming here again. Never. Now, it's only been about 10 years, so they've lost all of 100% of my business for 10 years. Now, why am I telling you that? Because that is my attitude when people are greedy. And people try to rip others off. Now, anybody that needs air, needs air. They're not putting air in their tires just for fun. They're putting air in their tires because they need it. Okay? And in my case, I had a problem. And they were holding me hostage. And did I ever think that putting 50 cents of worth of air in the tire wouldn't inflate it? Or a dollar's worth, for that matter? So I've never been back. Now you all know the story. It's the only gas station in Niangua, Missouri. So I have a feeling if you ever see it, you'll say, there's the gas station Vinny was talking about. We're not going there. So what a bunch of idiots, right? They charge, they overcharge you for something that ought to be free. Now I understand that they have to pay for that air pump, but they could have a compressor like they used to and an air hose, and it could be for free. And people would, you know, sure they'd stop there after hours, and sure it would cost them a little bit of electricity, but they're selling gas and sandwiches and fried foods and Coke and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and all the rest of it. So they've lost me as a customer. And that's how I look at these people who have jacked up the prices for gasoline at $9.99 a gallon. Now, why is it $9.99 and not $10.99 or $11.99 or $15.99? Why? Because the signs, those electronic signs that flash the outrageous prices, only go to three digits, plus the 0.9. So they can't go to 10.00.9. They can't. They can only go, maximum price they can charge, according to their sign, is 9.999. Okay, so I've told you about my feeling, and I would never go to those places that have taken advantage of these, you know, temporary emergencies. All right, so now I'm looking at some pictures on the Internet, and this is on dailymail.co.uk. And there is this chunky woman, and she's got a silver car, looks like a new car, has dual exhausts, so it must be a fancy car, right? Dual exhaust, current style, I mean the latest ugly car. And she's got her trunk open, and she's got one of those totes. Now, this is the kind of thing that you'd put, you know, shirts in. It's one of those storage totes. You know, you take the lid off, the kind that the Chinese factory outlet sells, and she's filling it up with gasoline. I can guarantee you, the second that she gets that, first of all, she probably won't be able to lift it. Yeah, you know, she fills it up. She's probably not smart enough to realize that she won't be able to lift it and put it in. She's gonna spill gasoline out between the lid and the container. This thing probably holds, I'm thinking, 15 or 20 gallons. There's the seal around the top of this container is not a good seal. It's not airtight. This thing is going to smell all the way home. And if she is dumb enough to light up her cigarette, she's going to have an explosion. And we won't find her. Do you know that if you take one drop of gasoline, and do not do this, class, do not do this. If you take one drop of gasoline, and if you were able to put it in a paint can, a one-gallon paint can, and you had a little tiny hole in the side of it, you volatilize that, you know, shook it around. One drop. And if you had a long pole, like 20 feet long, and you had a match on the end of it, and you brought that match toward that hole, that volatilized one drop of gasoline will send that paint can 20 feet in the air. One drop. This gal is working with, I don't know, looks like she's got at least 6 gallons in there already, and she's still bent over, putting more in. Who would do something as stupid as that? Well, obviously this gal would. Now, if you look at these other pictures, there are similarly brilliant people, all ages, white-haired, silver-haired, and they're filling their containers. There's a guy that has, let me see, I'm just counting. He's got his trunk open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. Like over 12 gas cans. And they're going in his trunk. You have to be stupid to put a gas can in the trunk of your car. Because if you're in an accident, you've got enough fuel to burn your car and you and everyone in it with one gas can, for sure. By the way, that's why some people drive diesel vehicles. Because diesel, if you're in a crash, the vehicle won't explode like it will with gas. because diesel has a much it's much less volatile. All right, so here's a picture of a guy with a pickup truck, and he's got 3 55-gallon drums, and he's filling them up. Now, he's got them in his truck because there's no way you'd be able to lift it, the 55 gallons of fuel in a 55-gallon drum by himself. There's no way he could lift that much weight. So he's got three of them. Here's a woman and looks like a guy, both chunky, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've got 7 gas cans in their SUV or crossover. Now, here's a guy that's really bright. He's got a trailer with 2 wheels, a little tiny trailer, 2 small wheels. And this kind of trailer doesn't have brakes. And this is the kind of trailer that if you had one of those little riding lawnmowers that weighs like 300 pounds that you could drive that on. Well, he's got 4 55-gallon drums, 4. Gasoline weighs a little less than water does per gallon. Water weighs a little over 8 pounds per gallon. Gasoline weighs 6.4 pounds per gallon. And so 200 gallons, a 55-gallon drum gets filled 90%. Okay? Roughly, you'd put about 50 gallons in a 55-gallon drum because you need some airspace for the fuel to expand. Otherwise, it'll burst the tank. When it gets hot, if it's sealed, tightly sealed. So this guy's going to put 200 gallons plus the weight of the barrels of fuel in this trailer. It's got one strap holding all 4 drums on a one-axle trailer with 2 tiny wheels. And he's got all of the gas cans, the drums, in the front of the trailer, which is overloading the trailer. It's not balanced. It's way not balanced. Has no idea what he's doing. How much does that gasoline weigh? Well, it's 6.4 pounds per gallon, 200 gallons, that's 1,280 pounds, plus the trailer, plus the steel drums, plus. It's overloaded. So, Hubert, that's why we talked about trailers yesterday, so you'd know things like this. Heads up. Pay attention, Hubert. You might learn something. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, just about this gasoline situation. Some people have put gasoline in garbage bags. That's beyond dumb. Don't ever even think about doing that. Other people have put it in buckets. It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. And so how bad is this problem? Well, currently, there are 10,000 gas stations, reportedly, between Texas and New Jersey that have run dry, meaning no gas. And others are experiencing shortages. And it says now, and this is Daily Mail, it says it could take 2 weeks for supplies to get back to normal. It could also take a month. So, this gasoline shortage, I remember this. I remember 1973, 74 with the Arab oil embargo. That's how Mark Twain pronounced it, Arab, A-R-A-B, or Arab, as we pronounce it. I mentioned the garage doors. So our house has 3 garage doors, 9 feet by 9 feet. And we had them installed by a company that specializes in garage doors. And they are Clopay, C-L-O-P-A-Y brand. It's a common brand. And once they were installed, the guy that installed them handed me the keys to the garage door locks. And he handed me the bill that he was expecting me to write a check for right then and there. So I said, sure, I'll be glad to pay you. And I looked at the keys, and I noticed that each set of 2 keys was different. So each lock was different. So one key didn't fit all 3 garage doors. So if I were going to carry a set of keys, I'd have to have 1 key for each garage door. 3 keys. And I looked at him and I said, I'll be glad to pay you. As soon as you replace these locks so they have 1 key that fits all 3. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, look, you know, I've got a truck. And you're not going to believe this, but do you know that the key that goes in the door of the truck is the same key that goes in the other door of the truck? Both sides use the same key. And I said, not only that, in the house, which has 3 doors plus the front door, do you know that all 3 of those locks use the same key? Do you know that? And that's what I expect with the garage doors. I expect all three to have the same key. I never thought that you guys would try to give me a different key for each garage door. He said, well, that's what we do. Can you imagine that? So there are plenty of people who don't think. Okay? And it's your job to think. So if you're like Terry Hubert, you know, and you're sitting up straight in your seat and you're paying attention, you've learned some things in class today. Right? You already knew not to put gasoline in a garbage bag. You knew not to put gasoline in a storage tote that you might put clothes in, because you know that, well, heck, it would smell all the way home. And the fumes are explosive. I know a guy who was burned really badly. A real smart guy. He was burned really badly because he poured gasoline out of one of those red containers into a hot gasoline engine. A little bit spilled on the muffler, and boom! He was burned really badly. Rushed to the hospital. He's got scars all over him. It says right on the lawnmower instructions, don't do it. Everybody knows that. Even he knew that. But he did it anyway. So you don't have to do what other people do. You can be a lot smarter than others. And that's why there are plenty of radio stations that will entertain you. Okay? So our class is a group of individuals who want to learn. And they want to do better. And they want to be exposed to things that maybe they haven't heard before. A better way of doing things. Maybe saving money. Maybe avoid paying more taxes than you need to. And one way you can pay more taxes than you need to is to hire somebody. You can hire H&R Block. You can hire the local tax preparer. You can buy TurboTax or TaxAct, and you can still pay more than you need to. Why? Because if you don't read Publication 17, you won't know the rules. If you don't know the rules, you won't know how to play the game. Let me give you an example. So, last few days, I've been riding around 60 acres spreading lawn seed. Now, I have a four-wheeler. I bought a four-wheeler for the farm. It's an old one. I think it's around 2007, I think. 250 cc's. It's a small one. Nothing special. It's Kawasaki. Called the Kawasaki Bayou. And I put a crate on the back of it, and I used hose clamps to hold it down. Hose clamps were a tax deduction. The crate was a tax deduction. The four-wheeler was a tax deduction. And I took a five-gallon bucket that cost me $1.50 with the lid used, and I drilled some small holes in it. The drill's a tax deduction, and the drill bits are a tax deduction. And I bought clover seed. I put it in the bucket, and I rode round and round and round and round and round, spreading clover seed. The clover seed was a tax deduction. My blue jeans are a tax deduction. My footwear was a tax deduction. My belt, my gun, my shirt, my hat, my earplugs, my sunglasses, all tax deductions. And you can do the same thing, too, if you have a business like we do. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.